Iconically beautiful, Saturn was one of the original planets known to ancient peoples, and can be seen with the naked eye when it's visible. It's also perhaps the most satisfying of the planets through a telescope, because even the smallest telescopes, even binoculars, show the ring system prominently. Indeed, as a kid, after getting a 30mm telescope for Christmas one year, Saturn was the first object other than the moon that I turned it to. I was floored, and thus began my lifelong love of astronomy and space. Saturn is the second largest planet in the solar system, and also one of the weirdest as far as its physical properties go. So it's absolutely massive, 95 times more massive than Earth. But for some reason, its density is really low, about 1/8 that of Earth. It's actually less dense than water. As an aside, there is a misconception that Saturn would actually float if you had a big enough swimming pool. I've even read this in usually respected science publications, but it's actually not the case. It wouldn't be possible to do it in the real world, as you'd need a body of water something on level with the size of the sun, and putting Saturn in it would cause the pressure beneath it to force the water into a non-liquid state. Saturn is nearly the size of Jupiter, but actually only has a bit less than 1/3 Jupiter's mass. Saturn's year is 29.45 years long, and it orbits at just over 9 astronomical units from the Sun. But Saturn's interior is not unlike that of Jupiter. It's thought that way down, there is a solid rocky core, but recent work has shown that it may be different than what was originally imagined. Originally, it was thought to be dense and small, but now it's believed to be about 5 times the size of Earth, and somewhat ambiguous because it does not have solidly defined edges. In a way, it's fuzzy. Surrounding the core, much like Jupiter, there is a layer of metallic hydrogen. Above that is a layer of liquid helium and hydrogen, and then outward into a gaseous atmosphere of mostly hydrogen and a little bit of helium. Saturn sports a magnetic field that scientists believe is being generated by electrical currents and movement in the metallic hydrogen layer. But the magnetic field is a weird one. It's actually weaker than Earth's magnetic field, but has a much higher magnetic moment because Saturn is so much larger than Earth. But anything regarding Saturn's magnetic fields is in flux because it's still not 100% understood. And predictions made about it before it was visited by the Cassini mission turned out to be flat wrong, with the actual magnetic field being very different in structure than what was expected. It remains unknown why that is. Saturn's atmosphere shows subtle details and bands, but nothing to the level of Jupiter. But that seeming calmness is deceiving, as Saturn's wind speeds can exceed 1,800 kilometers per hour. And it does have cyclic outbursts of enormous white storms that appear. Indeed, one of those storms in 1876 allowed for Saturn's rotation period to be determined. And then there's the Great Hexagon, more on that in a bit. Saturn's moon system and the rings are enormously complicated. We currently know of 146 moons in orbit of Saturn, and many hundreds of tiny moonlets that are usually within the ring system itself. The largest moon is of course Titan, which is actually larger than the planet Mercury, and of course is bathed in a thick atmosphere and sports liquid hydrocarbon lakes on the surface, making the whole thing resemble Earth in many ways, just at far lower temperatures. The ring system represents several very deep mysteries. The first is how old it is. Ideas on this are very contradictory. Recent studies suggest that the ring system can't be any older than 400 million years, and maybe significantly younger than that. There's a hypothesis that a disintegrated moon is responsible, nicknamed Chrysalis, that was torn apart or two small moons collided a few hundred million years ago and formed the rings. But there is a competing hypothesis that the rings are old, and are left over from the material Saturn formed from in the solar nebula. In which case, it's essentially always had rings. This remains unsettled, but there's something else strange here. The rings will not, however, be there forever. They will slowly disappear until around 300 million years from now, they will be gone. But the other strangeness is that some of Saturn's moons appear to be as old as the solar system, but some of them do not appear to be that old at all, including Enceladus. Enceladus is a candidate for life of some sort because of its subsurface liquid water ocean. But not so much if it's a very young body, and hidden here is something else. So we have two ice shell moons in the solar system that are actively outgassing water from below the surface through fissures, Europa and Enceladus. These are very similar moons in structure, though Europa is significantly the larger of the two. It's not completely certain how these moons interact with their rocky ocean floors, but they seem to, and both bear the basic nutrients for life. Yet they have a major difference between them. Europa's cracks are ruddy brown. Indeed, there was a paper years ago comparing the cracks at Europa and the color of E. coli bacteria, and they were the same. A rather forgotten tidbit. Yet Enceladus's are blue, like you would expect from ice. There are differences in the two systems, such as Io spraying out sulfur compounds that accumulate on Europa's surface. But it's an interesting difference because Europa is well old enough to harbor life. It's as old as the solar system. But if Enceladus is young, it may not be old enough. Another odd aspect of Saturn is that it's rotating fast enough, its day is 10.7 hours long, that it's crushed into an oblate spheroid, flattened at its poles more than usual for a gas giant. Jupiter, Uranus, and Neptune show this, but to a lesser degree. This has some strange effects. At its equator, its radius is 10% larger than if you measure it pole to pole. And its gravity is weird. Due to Saturn being made up largely of gases and being so huge, if you had a surface to stand on, it would actually have a very similar surface gravity to Earth. You'd only be a little bit heavier, and it would differ if you were at the pole versus if you were at the equator. Saturn is also too hot for what it should be. It radiates 2.5 times the heat it receives from the Sun. There are a number of reasons for this, but one is that liquid helium, being heavier than hydrogen, would sink, causing friction, and maybe even accumulating into a liquid helium layer near the core. It's even been suggested that Saturn may see rains of diamonds, something also thought possible for Jupiter, Neptune, and Uranus. One really odd thing about Saturn that doesn't really seem to have anything to do with Saturn intrinsic to itself is that it actually lacks Trojan asteroids. Trojans orbit the Sun at stable Lagrangian points, L4 and L5 for those interested in such things, and these things are very common. Jupiter has a healthy amount, as does Uranus and Neptune, and even Mars, yet not a single one has been detected for Saturn, and that may not be a coincidence. It may be that the orbital resonances at play at Saturn simply do not allow it to have Trojan asteroids. And then we get to the weirdest aspect of Saturn that we currently know of. I get asked a lot about this feature. It's the Great Hexagon. Normally planets show us shapes we sort of intuitively at this point expect to see. With gas giants, it's bands and storms. You wouldn't expect geometric shapes like a hexagon, yet Saturn has one. Discovered in 1987, the Great Hexagon is located at the North Pole of Saturn. It's huge, 14,500 kilometers or about 9,000 miles on each side of the hexagon. It's significantly larger than Earth. For some reason, it also rotates at the same period as Saturn's radio emissions, which don't correlate with the rotation of the rest of the planet, which is weird in itself. The hexagon does not shift around in longitude like the rest of Saturn's features, and it likes to change color, shifting from blue to gold, which may be seasonal. The south pole of Saturn does not have this feature, and it's uncertain why, but there is a vortex present that has a counterpart at the center of the hexagon. What's causing this hexagon is unclear, but there are hypotheses. It almost certainly has to do with winds, and there may be a difference in wind speeds in Saturn's atmosphere creating a kind of border. It turns out that such shapes can be reproduced in the laboratory. Unlikely though they may seem, when you spin a circular tank of liquid rotating at different speeds at its outer edges than the interior. They got all sorts of shapes, most commonly six-sided configurations, but the experiment did produce a hexagon under the right conditions. A simple way to say this is that it's caused by conditional turbulence. But there were others, such as a model that showed wandering jet streams can produce the effect under certain conditions. More recent work showed that you can get the effect, actually on any planet, when a central storm is surrounded by a ring of winds moving in the opposite direction of the storm's rotation. This really reflects how difficult and dynamic atmospheric physics really is. And it's also unclear whether the hexagon is a permanent feature of Saturn, a semi-permanent feature like Jupiter's red spot, or we just got lucky enough to see it when such a storm was raging. more study of Saturn is needed. Thanks for listening. I am futurist and science fiction author John Michael Godier, currently continuing my Weirdness of the Planet series. Next up is Uranus, and while it and Neptune don't get the attention that Saturn and Jupiter do, Uranus in particular is frankly bizarre, both in the planet itself and its moons. Something really cataclysmic and bad happened to that planetary system. Coming your way sometime next month, and be sure to check out my books at your favorite online book retailer and subscribe to my channels for regular in-depth explorations into the interesting, weird, and unknown aspects of this amazing universe in which we live.